I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Conjunctivitis, or pink eye, is the most common eye problem during childhood. To talk about this eye infection is Dr. Edward Wilson. He's a professor of ophthalmology and pediatrics at MUSC. Dr. Wilson, how many children in the U.S. get pink eye each year?
Well, it's estimated that at least 3 million cases a year in children.
And are those mostly young children, babies, toddlers, or older children as well?
All ages. I think they're common in the toddler and school age, but any age.
Is pink eye a bacterial infection or a viral infection?
It can be either, or it can be allergic. So the pink eye can look the same. An allergic reaction or a viral infection or even a bacterial infection can look the same.
And what are the symptoms of pink eye?
The eye's red, the white of the eye is red, and there's usually a discharge, either watery or sticky discharge. The allergic conjunctivitis is usually itchy. The infections are usually not itchy, so we tell parents to look for that. The infections, viral infections, usually spread very quickly to the other eye. So they're usually both eyes involved, a lot of watery discharge, very contagious. The bacterial infections, which are treated very well by antibiotic drops, usually affect one eye. They don't usually spread to the other eye, and they're much less contagious. But the discharge is much more yellow or white and thick.
Is the bacterial version of this infection more common, or the viral version of this infection?
The viral infection is more common. Even though many children receive antibiotic drops, most of the time it's a virus that has to run its course. Bacterial infections can be very dangerous, and so if there's some doubt, covering with an antibiotic in case it's a bacterial infection is okay.
Now, when a child develops these symptoms that you've mentioned, a trip to the doctor is in order?
Usually. Now, pink eye can be very mild. It's okay to treat those with just time and care to not have them spread to everyone in the family. If the eyes are very red and if there's a lot of discharge, then I think a trip to the primary care doctor, the pediatrician, or an eye doctor is in order.
And Dr. Wilson, how do you keep this from spreading to everybody else in the family and the kids' circle of friends?
Well, it's the viral conjunctivitis that spreads the easiest, and really it's just being careful about getting fluid from the child's eye into your eye. It's spread from fluid to fluid contact, not through the air.
How long is this contagious once a child gets pink eye?
It's difficult to tell. In some viruses, it's only a few days, and in some, it can be up to a week. So that makes it very difficult to know when the child should return to school or return to daycare. We think that most of the time after a few days that it's not contagious anymore. But precautions about just not transmitting the fluid from one child's eye onto the hands and then the eyes of other children is still very important throughout the time that the eye is red.
Dr. Wilson, thank you for providing information about pink eye infections.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.